April is Financial Literacy Month. Put on your party hat, because according to a recent survey from the Business School at George Washington University, we need a lot of help because U.S. adults are scoring an F in personal financial literacy. The survey measured everything from knowledge of borrowing to comprehending risk, the section Americans, by the way, perform the worst on. So Jill Schlesinger is wondering, should more high schools teach financial literacy? She's, of course, our business analyst and analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, first of all, start with this survey and the questions that were asked that apparently we didn't get.
Yeah, I mean, look, some of these questions were probably pretty easy, but not every single one of them. I want to give you an example of one of the questions, because you may not find it totally easy either. So you ready, Robin? You ready for your big test?
No, I'm sure I won't. Go ahead.
Okay. Investment A will deliver a return of either 10% or 6%, with each outcome equally likely. Investment B will deliver a return of either 12% or 4%, with each outcome equally likely. You can expect to earn more by investing in which? Here are your options. Investment A, investment B. It does not matter. The expected return is the same with each. Don't know. No response. Hold on. Don't answer. I don't want you to embarrass yourself.
No, thank you. What's the answer?
The answer is it doesn't matter, because the question is not asking which could give you a better return. It's what's more likely. So it says a return of either 10 or 6 with each outcome equally likely. So you then say 10 plus 6 is 16, right? Divided by 2. Mm. It's kind of like the average of that would be what's your most likely scenario is you meet somewhere in the middle. You meet somewhere in the middle of 4 and 12, you get to the exact same place.
Got it.
And this gets into understanding the concept of statistics, number one, and probability, number two, right? Mm. That's what's a very hard leap for Americans. It's also why comprehending risk scored the lowest of every single type of question on this test. So here's what it is. It's fascinating. It's not that we need some higher level math. We need math studies to include examples of personal finance. Mm. And that's really the key, that the study of math is not something esoteric. I'm such a math head, so I'm sorry that I'm going on. I'm very passionate about this. But we want the kids to understand the connection between being able to problem solve and make better decisions for themselves. And the way to do that is to use these kinds of real life examples in math class.
Yeah. What if you're an adult and you want to sharpen your financial literacy?
You know, I would say that there's a great answer to that. One thing that you can do is through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, there is a wonderful part of the website called Money As You Grow. This came as a result after the financial crisis. And it was really intended to help you talk to your kid about money. But what's really neat about it is if you do that with your kids, or if you just do it in the privacy of your own home, it will talk about really interesting, rudimentary, and next-level concepts that you need to master. So I think that this is a really easy, free website, and it's consumerfinance.gov. Again, Money As You Grow.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
My pleasure.